Donald, our next guest, he'll be at the game. He'll be excited. Tyson Nash, longtime NHLer, longtime analyst for the Arizona Coyotes, also, unlike Strud's, is in the Canlis Blazers Ring of Honor.
Here we go.
Nasher, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You forgot to mention that I will be in the house, also sucking up all the oxygen up here in the press box.
Yeah, I got to take the roof off tonight, Roger's place, so get some fresh air in there.
Yeah, air will be thin and light.
Well, I guess let's start, and it's not a big surprise, really, because the Coyotes team defense, they were actually fifth last year in the NHL, but now they're up to second, and Darcy Kuemper, who I'm not sure many people saw this coming, Nasher, but man, this guy's been lights out for your team.
Yeah, I definitely didn't see it coming, I can tell you that. But another great story. It's amazing when you get an opportunity to be a number one guy, you know, what a guy can do. He's got a lot of confidence right now. He's just dialed in. And he's been dialed in really since, I think, last January. He's literally the best goalie in the National Hockey League. I don't think many people know that. His numbers are off the charts. And again, the other night he showed his magic, what he does, big saves at big moments. It was the second period. I think we went to the box four straight times, and Darcy Kuemper, it was all him on the penalty kill.
Nasher, what kind of, unique dynamic does, Phil the Thrill Kessel bring to the Coyotes?
You know what? He brings a lot. I mean, when he first got here, you know, you watch this guy play, you watch him skate, you watch his demeanor. He's a winner. Big moments, that's when he shines. The bigger the stage, the better he seems to play. He was great at the start of the year. He got injured a little bit, battled through it. I think it's still kind of lingering a little bit with him. But he still finds ways to get the job done. He's just been so good with our young guys too. I would still consider our team fairly young, and these guys follow him around like a little puppy dog and just try to soak up everything that he brings. So he's been a real nice addition, Strud.
What about on the power play?
He's got the big shot, something we've never had. And this power play was the worst power play in the National Hockey League last year. So you need special teams, as you guys know here more than anything in Edmonton. You need your power play to score your big goals. He's done that. He's got two power play goals this year. He's just that calming influence on that side wall. When you gain the blue line, just to kind of settle things down, make that first pass, and alleviate the pressure that I think, you know, a lot of penalty killers want to put on. They want to be aggressive, and he's a guy that can take care of business.
Tyson Nash joins us. Now, I noticed the power play, he's had four power play points on their unit, but their second unit seems to be even more productive than the top unit so far this year.
Yeah, it's a nice problem to have. It doesn't seem to matter who Rick Tocchet throws out there. They're getting it done right now, and Nick Schmaltz is the guy that runs that sideboard as well. Oliver Ekman Larson, you'll see him play pretty much the whole 2 minutes on the power play. So you need two units. Connor Garland as well has been a real big surprise last year. I think he came in and scored 11 goals. You thought maybe that was just a little bit of lightning in a bottle, but he's carried on this year. He's been, I think, the Coyotes' best forward up front. He epitomizes, I think, what Rick Tocchet wants and how he wants his team to play.
We're talking with the vertically challenged Coyotes analyst, Tyson Nash. Nasher, when I look at the top three lines specifically for the Coyotes, it seems like the scoring is kind of spread around, you know, somewhat. Is that a fair analysis of what's going on with Rick Tocchet and his club?
Yeah, unlike the Edmonton Oilers, where they get 42% of their scoring from Draisaitl and McDavid, the Coyotes just aren't built that way.
Right.
You know, they rely on everybody, and that's what makes it fun to play on this team. Is that everyone's got a job to do, everyone's got a responsibility, and they take pride in it, and it makes everyone engaged. And I think overall, that's kind of how they have a lot of their success. They're going to need their number one line, which is Phil Kessel, Clayton Keller, and Derek Stepan at times to step up. You just need those guys, plain and simply. You know, you need them to get their 60 plus points a year. But you also need the third and fourth line guys to contribute as well.
Tyson Nash joins us. Now, Nasher, they have the lines where they switched up. Is Kessel back with Keller and Stepan for tonight, or is Kessel still going to play with Hayton and Dvorak?
No, they're going to keep that line together. Derek Stepan is going to play with Grabner and Vinny Hinostroza, I believe, again.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's always some juggling in-game. I don't pay too much attention to it, but Again, you know, you need Phil Kessel. I know he's been banged up a little bit. You need Clayton Keller. They came out big the other night. We called them out before the game a little bit on the broadcast just because, you know, Kessel had two goals, both on the power play. Clayton Keller had one goal, an empty net goal, and they had a big game the other night. So they're going to need it tonight.
Now, when you look at the lines, obviously we know that Oliver Ekman-Larsson is going to see McDavid and Draisaitl as much as he possibly can, but do you think it'll be the Grabner, Stepan, Hinostroza line? Like, is that the line Tocchet would want to go? I don't know if he wants to give young Dvorak and Hayton the opportunity to go up against those two big dogs yet.
Yeah, no, I would imagine. I'm guessing Dave Tippett, since he gets the last change, he's going to, every time he sees, you know, Phil Kessel step on the ice, he's probably going to want Connor McDavid and Draisaitl out there. I can promise you that. There's just no way around it. Clayton Keller as well. You know, they're going to want that matchup, and Rick Tocchet's going to have his hands full here tonight. I think every team in the league knows you got to try to shut those guys down or at least limit their opportunities. But obviously easier said than done.
From a distance, it looks like Alex Goligoski's quietly having a nice year kind of in both ends of the rink. Is that fair?
Yeah, he's been really good offensively. You know, he's a quiet offensive guy. He's a real good first pass defenseman. He plays on the second power play. So he's sneaky good. And this year he's been sneaky offensively. He's got off to a real nice start. And you need offense from that blue line. It can't just come from one guy, which has typically been Oliver Ekman-Larsson. I think every year he's played, he's scored, you know, 10-plus goals. He's scored 20, I think, two times. So you can't have it from just him. You need to spread the love around a little bit. Jacob Chychrun has been really good as well offensively. He skates like nobody we've seen in a long time on the blue line. So it's been a real nice surprise.
5:34 in Edmonton Sports Theater, TSN 1260. Arizona Coyotes analyst Tyson Nash joins us. Nick Schmaltz, you know, we talk about all the other guys. Well, Schmaltz is the one leading them in points, right? And in the Strome trade, and, you know, almost a point a game at 12 and 13 so far. Quietly, has he been their most consistent player? Forward, I should say.
Yeah, and not quietly. I mean, this guy, you watch him tonight, he skates as well as anybody in this league. He's maybe like a poor man's Connor McDavid, the way he gallops around the ice, the way he darts in and out, and the way he can wind it up to the neutral zone. It's so much fun to watch. We saw a little bit of it last year. Then he had that knee injury, missed the remainder of the year. I think he played 17 games. He had 14 points, signed the big contract in the off season. And this guy has been as good as everyone had hoped. He's scoring big goals. He's been real good on the power play, on that second unit, on the sideboards, as I mentioned. And that line right now has a ton of chemistry. So there'll be a handful for the Edmonton Oilers for sure.
Now, sure, always good to catch up with you, man. Enjoy the broadcast tonight. We'll see you soon.
I love it. I love it. Can you tell me, Gregor, though, is Strutt's hair on sideways, or does he have his toupee on tonight?
You can't see it from down there, big guy.
God.
It's slowly eroding.
It's slowly eroding,
Asher.
It's stopped. The recession has stopped.
Thank God he's got nice eyes.